This is an AMI podcast.
Hello there, I'm Stephen Scott, blind tech user and host of Double Tap Canada on AMI Audio. Does the prospect of exciting new assistive tech keep you up at night? Oh good, it's not just me then. Double Tap Canada might just be the show for you. Check us out on whatever podcasting platform you prefer.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show Kelly & Company that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. When you have time, download the Kelly & Company podcast. There you can listen to the segments of the show parceled out, individual, or you can listen to the complete show where we add an audio vanity card. A few extra comments about this special day and this kind of special week for us. You know, we're extending the party, Rumi, and make it a whole week party. It's like those people that do that with their birthday.
Why not?
You know, birthday fall on a Saturday. It's my birthday weekend!
Friends who celebrate birthday months. That's what I was gonna say.
I love it. Whenever you want, use your favorite podcatcher and subscribe to Kelly and Company. Rumya Muth and Kelly McDowell. We are the hosts of the program and doing a little looking back. And to help us do that, a lady who has a segment every 2 weeks on the program and one of our backups when one of us is away, Margaret Weldon. Let's bring her on for In the Know.
Life's continuing changes can lead to a lot of questions. Join me, Margaret Weldon, to get your answers, and then you too will be in the know.
Welcome back, Mags. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about your journey on the Kelly & Company show. You are one of the contributors that have been involved with the show since day one. Can you remind us how you, you know, got involved with the show?
Well, actually, it's Kelly's fault.
It usually is around here.
What happened was he was talking about this show, and he was looking for a vet at first. And I happen to have a vet that comes to my home. And I spoke with him to see if he would be interested in coming on. And he said he'd love to do it, but he didn't really want to commit because he never knew where he would be. And he's the one that actually helped us find Danielle Jeankind. And then a couple of months later, Kelly called me and said, there's a gentleman, Bill Shackleton, and he was doing a segment called How It Works with Donna Jodhan, but Donna was going on to other opportunities. So he said, would you come in and talk with Bill and maybe you two can put a segment together? I said, what kind of things do you want? I don't know. You'll have to talk with him. So I came in, he gave me the list of ideas, we talked, and that's how the segment came to be.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good and fun changes that have happened on this show, and this is one of them. So can you talk about some of the changes that your segment has undergone over time, Margaret?
Yes. First of all, it used to be Bill and I used to do the segment together for the first year. And then Bill who is now doing The Buzz with Bill. And the segment that what used to be called How It's Done is now In the Know. And I do a whole variety of topics. Like I can't believe the things that I've covered and things that I am going to be covering. And I think when it started out, we were just sort of looking at it from a blind or visually impaired person point of view, but there are so many things out there to bring to the table.
How much of it, Megs, do you base it on that feedback you get from community, testing the temperature of the water to kind of figure out what we need to be in the know about at a given time? I mean, you could sit here and go through the calendar and say, oh, it's tax time. Oh, it's this time. And I'm sure one could guide themselves by that, but there's a lot of gray area which to cover.
Sometimes it's just obvious, or sometimes I do have a lot of people that ask me questions about a certain topic. So then I try to look into it. One topic I brought to the table one time I got just by sitting in a waiting room waiting to have a blood test. Other topics, you know, I just happen to hear about, and I think, gee, if that's interesting to me, how would it be for other people? And I look at it this way. If I'm helping somebody, if I can help one person with my segments, I'm doing my job. I don't care if it's, you know, the program manager, if it's the person next door, the one down the road. I've done my job, and that's what's important to me.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty amazing. When you think about that as your litmus test, and of course, Margaret, sitting in a waiting room with big ears, that always helps.
Yes, and a big TV screen.
Yes. and staying on top of what's going on. One of the things that I've talked to people about, especially anyone interested in broadcasting, trying to get involved in what we're doing, is how much stuff you have to pay attention to that you may never use on your show. And I know you do a lot of news watching and paying attention to stuff that you may not necessarily bring out here. And one would argue, well, why am I wasting time with some of that? But boy, does it ever help you kind of understand so many different perspectives when they're brought in, because you can relate to other things. And even if you think it's sort of like that person who knows a lot about Trivial Pursuit, but never really uses the stuff except to play the game. Well, there's a time when it's coming in handy, but it helps develop your understanding of so many other things. Even if you're not big on, well, for example, politics, but to understand so many things on your municipal level, federal level, that may not be necessarily, oh, which council person did this, or which MP is doing that. It's more the understanding, at least, of what's going on around you in the world.
You wouldn't even believe how many newscasts I record to make sure I've got something accurate. Because there's something that I want to play back from it. And I say, okay, I'm going to hook my recorder up to the computer, and I'll put the channel on the computer or even my TV, and I'll put the patch cord in and I record it. I don't need a video. I just want the voice.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can play it and play it and play it and play it until I get what I need.
So I'm going to have a lot of fun today asking people this. I'll start with you, Margaret. Tell us how you felt about your first day on the show.
This was a really special story. I came in and I remember feeling extremely nervous. And I worked with Bill. We got to know each other a little bit. We went over our script, and I remember coming in to sit down in the seats to do the actual segment right in the studio. And Sharon Caddy, who used to be the co-host on here, shook my hand, helped me with the, headphones, told me how pleased she was to meet me. And she said, how are you feeling? And I said, well, my stomach's a little upset because I'm nervous. I said, but I'm shaking a little bit. She said, that's okay. Once you get the first segment under your belt, you'll be fine. And if you have nerves after, that's good, because it means you're alert. So we went on, we did the first segment. I was very nervous. I stuttered quite a bit when I was finished, and she said, it's okay, you're going to get better. When I came out and I was getting ready to go home, Joe LaManna, who was one of the staff that used to work here, came and shook my hand, and he said, you're going to be fine. You're going to be a natural. Stay. And I've stayed for 4 years. And wow. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, the other staff are good too, but just because it's your first day, and don't forget, you're not only getting, trying to get your segment done, but you're listening to the noise around you. You're meeting so many people. You're trying to take in so much information, follow instructions. It can get overwhelming, right?
And there's the certain moments, right, Margaret, that really stick with you, especially when you reminisce on how you first felt, or that first time going on air. There is either, that certain person or moment that you remember going, okay, all right, I'll do it.
that's right.
That's you, funny? With Sharon Caddy.
After my first show, Joe LaManna shook my hand and said, so you're leaving now, right? I said, no.
He did
just,
not.
Just to upset him.
Well, Margaret, as you said, you've been here for a long time now, and all the changes that have come and gone with your show, with your segments, sorry, and now with In the Know, what kind of segments do you enjoy creating and reporting on the most?
I love talking with guests, but I really enjoy the location segments, where I can go and get the story, because you can bring the sound effects in. And when you don't have any vision, sound effects are like pictures, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Like the story that comes to mind is the Brawny Creek sailing that I went and did with the people that volunteer their boats every year. And we were able to get the sound of the GO train and the sound of the boats. And it just made me feel, just made everybody feel like we were in reliving the story when we were telling it again. Now, I think Matt has a lot to do with that too, but because he's got the technical know-how behind it. But yeah, those are the kind of things I like doing. And I enjoy meeting the guests. I have a lot of fun meeting guests and talking with them, and just to kind of see what makes them tick and what makes something happen and how things are done. I love getting in behind the scenes.
So you get to do that as well when you've got the opportunity to be a substitute co-host on the program. How has that experience been for you?
At first, it was very overwhelming because things move at a very different speed. They move a little faster. You've got so many more things to remember, like when to turn on a microphone or when to be quiet or when to not be quiet or when to introduce a segment and when not to, or, you know, pronouncing guests' names and things like that. It's been fun. Like, it's been challenging. And I get more confident each time I do it. I have nightmares all the time the night before I do it because I keep having these dreams where I fall asleep and then I sleep right through the whole show.
At least do what Rumya does. Wait till you're on the air and just go to sleep.
I thought about doing that too.
I know about the nightmares, Margaret.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I know.
Those are the COVID dreams.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've had that since day one, or I remember when I used to have to come into the studio to do the co-hosting, and I used to have it where Wheel-Trans would come to the door and I wouldn't be ready to go, and they'd say, okay, well, we got to go. We can't wait. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing you say that. And Rum, you relate to that, the dreams?
The dreams, seriously. I've had nightmares where I'm sitting in my co-host chair, but nobody can hear me. I'm invisible. I thought I'd press the mic on, but you guys are all having conversations around me, and I'm like, what did I do wrong? Why am I invisible? But, you know, that's back in the day. I'm confident now.
Margaret, did you hear something? I don't know. I thought I just heard air in my ear.
Kelly, don't do this. Not on the 1,000th episode.
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's be nice. Let's play nice today. Yeah.
Leave this poor girl alone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Margaret,
yeah.
So cool. Well, we often have new contributors, community reporters, and students from W. Ross especially checking in. They do broadcasting, like creating morning announcements and reporting on events that have taken place in the school and upcoming events happening in communities when we're talking about our community reporters. So with all these kind of, you know, specific kinds of segments, do you have any tips that you can share with them that you'd like them to take away?
All right. When it comes to doing segments, a couple of things. Number one is the research, and there's tips and tricks that you develop on your own, you know, with research. And I know people out there groan and they say research. Oh, and I know that because I used to do that. But the way to deal with that is practice researching. Get on the web and maybe practice researching something that you're interested in. You know, maybe you're interested in a certain movie star. So type in the name and see what you find out. Maybe you're interested in a certain TV show. Type in the name. See whatever it is that you are interested in. Okay, use that, and by doing this, you'll learn how to get your tips down. Now, I'm going to thank Melanie Taddeo for this next one because she's the one that drilled this into my head. You also need to learn how to read aloud so that things go smoothly, so that you're not stuck and you're not stopping repeating, or people are not hearing you read the Braille or whatever on the air. That's something else that's very important. Also, when people come on and you're interviewing them, thank them because they're sharing their tricks and their trade and their time with you. So you've got to make sure to thank them and just work with your team. You know, if there's something you're not sure about, it's okay to ask the team, or if there's something you need to double check with a guest, it's okay to ask, you know, that person. And another good tip, watch the news, watch and listen to the news. You know, get questions answered, even if you do have to listen to something two or three times so that you know what you're doing, or, you know, try to get a sense of listening to people around you to find out what's important so you can say, okay, what is it that my community is into, or what is it that, you know, might be good this month to talk about? So just little things like that. But most Margaret, of all, say thank you.
I always say we're in a very privileged position to be here, to be able to have the platform, the advice you just dispatch to people, to me, invaluable. We have another minute or so before we turn you loose. Is there anything for the experience, the 1,000 shows, the time, the life change for you that this has created? Because this was not something Margaret Weldon was destined to do back in high school.
This has been very good for me. I have to say, it's really given me something to look forward to now. It's given me ways to plan my days. It's forced me to get out and learn. And with the COVID, it's really pushed me to improve my technology. And that's another important part of the show, is learning your technology. So I and as you say, Kelly, we're very privileged. We're very lucky to be here. And I cannot get over the sense of family that we feel, you know, and the sense of fun that we all have working together.
That's right. Even when we're tuning Rumya out.
Hey.
No, I was just sort of supporting those dreams there, because that is only a dream, you guys. Yeah, nightmare.
All right, Matt, take it away. We'll talk to you two later. Play nice. Have a good rest of the show.
Thanks, Margaret Weldon. She joins us every 2 weeks on the program for In the Know. We're going to take a break. And in Winnipeg, a Pilates instructor is challenging stereotypes to engage the disability community. Jim Crisco, he arrives in a moment with the story.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.